3. Her. Come Friday morning, Jody is still without plans for the weekend. Not her usual self, she hasn't been thinking ahead. During the week, her habitual confidence gave way to doubt and hesitation, and the guileless hope that Todd would change his mind and cancel his trip. But that's all over now. He packed his bag last night and took it with him to work this morning, planning to leave for the country directly from the office. She takes her phone to the window and stands looking out at the view. The day is bright, with the blinding glare of a white sun glancing off white water. Needles of light penetrate her eyes and the sensitive skin of her face and neck. She's feeling raw and exposed, a bat faltering in daylight. But still she stands there, scrolling through her list of friends. She calls Corinne first, then June, then Ellen, leaving each of them the same message. What are you up to this weekend? Let me know if you're free for dinner. Tonight could work, or tomorrow. Lunch would be good, too. Love to see you. Call me back. She turns away from the window, walks around the room, inspects the sideboard for dust, trailing a finger over the polished wood surface. Then she calls Shirley and leaves the message again. Shirley used to be a mental patient. Jody met her during a practicum and liked that she was smart and zany, a poet who had won some prizes for her work. Meticulous planning has its merits. Life, at its best, proceeds in a stately manner, with events scheduled and engagements in place weeks, if not months, ahead. Scrambling for a last-minute date is something she rarely has to do, and she finds it demeaning. It feels to her like begging.